This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
I intend to issue a call to bring the legislature into session to address the shortfall.
Governor John Bel Edwards addressed the Joint Budget Committee Friday, telling them to prepare to revise the current budget from February 13th through 23rd. He then took questions from some of his toughest critics, like House GOP Caucus Chair Lance Harris.
We're going to have a huger deficit, a larger one, in the
I like huger.
Yeah, well, remember, I grew up in Pineville, okay?
But, which is why I don't want to cut K-12 education budget.
Right. Thank you.
The exchanges with House Appropriations Chair Cameron Henry weren't nearly as pleasant.
K-12, what carves them out as special? I mean, they run so efficiently that they can't take any reduction?
Well, the agencies aren't special, but our kids are.
Do you think the agency's heads could be doing the same thing to you that at times you and your predecessors have done to us by giving us the worst case scenario of what the cuts would be?
No.
Okay.
I spoke with the governor afterward, asking him about the opposition's intractability.
It is hard. It's harder than I want it to be because the problems are more pronounced than I want them to be, but also because it's harder in many cases to work with the individuals with whom I have to work. But it's my job, so I'm going to do it the best that I can, and that will include working with Cameron Henry, Lance Harris, and the Speaker, and everybody else.
The governor will be issuing the special session call this week and will bring forward his complete plan for the $304 million shortfall February 6th. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.